Dimensions of Struggle and Global Turmoil. In this article, I will talk about the struggle in the world and the events that take place in the background. This article is unbiased. We see this with Russia's operation against Ukraine, the rise in gas and oil prices, the transformation of inflation into superinflation, and the change in alliance structures. The global power started the war through Putin. The war in Ukraine should have been looked at like this: Putin alone would not have made an operation decision on Ukraine, they would not have allowed it. The increase in energy prices will increase even more. Inflation will increase further, and the rupture in supply chains will continue to grow. Last week, JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon and BlackRock CEO Fink spoke. Inflation will remain high for several years, said Larry Fink, with disruption in global supply chains. What it means, an economic crisis is imminent. All balances will be reshaped and central banks have completed their preparations and taken their measures. We will move into the new digital economy era. There is a structure that opposes this order. Two global powers are waging proxy wars over Ukraine and other wars that will be created, and they will. Russia is trapped in Ukraine, but it will get out of this trap. Even if we don't see it, the war continues in many areas, for example, cyber wars, fighting in space, biological warfare, fighting over satellites, and others. It is seen that the eastern part of Ukraine will remain under Russian control. Russia will improve its relations with the West after the Ukraine war, but it will be closer to China. Russia and China cooperate with Latin American countries, Southeast Asian countries, and African countries. A new Eurasian Union will soon be born. In response to this, America started to establish friendly relations with Latin American states, trying to reduce the power of Russia and China in Latin America. He has started to establish good relations with Cuba and will lift the sanctions he has imposed on Venezuela. America is taking precautions against a possible threat from Latin American countries against a possible Third World War. Although the West says that Russia has lost and its economy is booming, everything is the opposite. Russia's economy is stronger now, it sells oil and food to the whole world. The West is in trouble. Russia is implementing a new strategy, and the role of the West in this strategy can be kept under control by the European Union. The price of oil in Russia rose to $120. It is not possible to predict that the Russian economy will sink. Russia and China are going to restructure. There is no possibility of a Third World War. Neither Russia nor the West would initiate a nuclear war, especially America. When we look at the history of America, we see that the USA always entered and won the wars later on, for example, the First and Second World Wars. Afterward, it always moved along with NATO. America has never entered a war alone. Except for Vietnam, he lost there. America's main rival is China. China is the rival of the USA, but Russia is the enemy of the USA. In the future, we will see a war over satellites in space. China has formed a team to study Elon Musk's satellites. This team is investigating whether Elon Musk's satellites in space pose a threat to China. If these satellites pose a threat to China, China will hit these satellites, and China is developing electromagnetic weapons and laser weapons that can hit satellites in space. In Russia's operation in Ukraine, Elon Musk's satellites did a lot of damage to Russia, and China knows it. China and Russia compete with Western countries in Africa. France, for example, has lost control of Africa. We will see that the wars will now be over in Africa. There was an armed attack on the Russian Wagner Group in Africa, and Wagner soldiers died. Russia and China will protect the countries that march with Russia and China in Africa. Shortly, there will be armed attacks on companies and military bases of China and Russia in Africa. Additional info: Turkey will organize a military operation in Syria, and Sergei Lavrov from Russia will go to Turkey. Turkey continues its talks with Assad. In Syria, Assad will agree with Turkey, and Russia supports this agreement. A move will come to Turkey through Greece. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. Subject: Dimensions of Struggle and Global Turmoil. Analyst of International Relations, Threat and Geopolitics, Kanan Haidarov. Data: June 6, 2022.